This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. You are free to call in and talk live with us about whatever is on your mind. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Jackie.
And I guess some kind of monster got a hold of Chris when he went out to smoke one of those cancer stick things
that he likes to do. We didn't put candles in the window in here.
Well, we've got a tree and we've got all kinds of lights.
So for those of you who aren't in New England, and I didn't know that this was a New England thing.
I didn't know this was a New England thing, and I've lived here 6.5 years.
Well, you're just not very observant, dear. So I noticed, like, about a month ago, there were all these houses that had, like, one candle in each window.
Yep.
And I was like, what is going on? Because I'd never seen this done as a decoration before. So we talked to some locals, and they're like, oh, no, that's just a New England decorating tradition. And I'm like, are you sure? Because I can't shake the feeling that if we don't put candles in our windows, the snow monsters will eat us first when they come.
Yeah, so apparently Chris was not eaten by a snow monster.
I survived the snow monster.
He survived the abominable snowman.
Abominable.
We did put candles in the windows of the Nautibus.
Yes.
But we didn't put them in.
We have not been eaten by snow monsters.
Yeah, so clearly it works. But
I will say I've seen as many snow monsters as I've seen Sasquatch and moose.
Yes.
See, this was a big thing in Pennsylvania, too.
Snow monsters or candles in windows?
Candles in windows.
Yeah, I have lived in Washington State, Nevada, and Virginia, and never saw it before. Didn't know it was a thing.
And Costa Rica.
Oh, and Costa Rica. But I'm talking about states in the United States. Did not know it was a thing. And it really felt like this is something you do to ward off something. Like, it just looks like it's supposed to have some sort of supernatural purpose, putting one in every single window.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. So we were wondering if you wound up getting eaten by snow monsters.
Yeah, because well,
we
put them in the Nautibus windows, but we didn't put them in the windows of the studio house.
So
the studio house is not warded against snow monster attacks.
You are free to call in, talk live with us, 855-450-FREE, if you've got some kind of special holiday tradition, because we're still kind of in that holiday period, right? So next Monday is New Year's Eve. Using the current calendar that is widely used, there are several variations on when the new year begins, but the calendar that we use, it begins next Tuesday. But something that's going to happen in about, 14, 15 months from now is going to be the U.S. Census.
Yes.
And, Jackie, you've got a story here about why some Japanese Americans who survived being placed in internment camps or concentration camps, why they're opposed to a proposed addition to the census. Now, not everybody might be familiar with what this proposed addition
is.
Yeah,
and I've got it and I can read it. So yeah. The Trump administration wants to add a question about citizenship to the census, and there has not apparently been one on there since the 1950 census. So they're putting one in, and the proposed question would read, is this person a citizen of the United States? And the possible answers are yes, born in the United States, yes, born in Puerto Rico, Guam, the U.S. Virgin Islands, or Northern Marianas. I didn't even know that we had those.
Yep.
Yes, born abroad of U.S. citizen parent or parents, yes, U.S. citizen by naturalization, print year of naturalization, there's a blank for that, and no, not a U.S. citizen. Now, they've done some research in some focus groups, and so just to begin with, they found out that many immigrants have said, like, they don't want to answer the census now because
right.
They're afraid that they will use this to come after immigrants.
Yes.
And the census is supposed to be a count of everybody who lives here, not all the citizens, but everybody living in the United States, whether they're citizens, whether they're legal immigrants, whether they're non-legal immigrants.
Correct.
Like, there's a reference date, and it's like, who was living here at this time?
Right. And they use those numbers to wind up apportioning the members of Congress.
Yes.
At the federal level, the states use it to help draw the legislative boundaries at the state level.
Yeah.
And then there are all kinds of other things that have to do with federal grants, which we should just get rid of all of those anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
but since they currently exist,
yeah,
you need an accurate count.
Yeah. So the part that if you're going to have any kind of government, the legitimate part of it here is just getting a head count. Now, I actually worked the 2000 census as a census taker.
So you are the Fed.
Yes. I was the Fed. And I could tell you, and things, you know, of course may have changed, but the main thing that you have to answer is just how many people lived in this house on this date.
Right.
And they have a bunch of other questions, but if you just fill that and send it back, like, that was the main thing that we were pushed to get, is, like, if they don't want to answer your questions, at least try to get a head count. Because that's
right.
The thing they really, truly, legitimately need is they need just a population count so that, you know, we can allocate who represents what area.
Right.
So if you want to just answer that and skip the questions.
If I recall correctly, there was some kind of designation around that question of, like, this is the only one that you must fill out and everything else is optional, even though they try to word it as such that you have to fill out everything.
Yeah. So you know, I mean, it's been 8 years since I've looked
right.
at a census form, so I don't remember exactly what all is on there. So they want to add this citizenship question. They're trying to argue it has something to do with the Voting Rights Act, but
right.
everybody's pretty much come to the agreement that it's meant, you know, based on, like, internal discussions and whatnot, it's meant to intimidate immigrants.
Right.
And focus groups is like, yep, they feel intimidated by it and they don't want to answer the question. So what this is going to do is it's going to cause states in which there are a large number of immigrants to be undercounted and not be allocated the number of representatives that they're due. Now, there is a further concern that's come out where Japanese Americans who were, you know, rounded up and stuck in internment camps are speaking out against this question, because it turns out census data was used to find them. And so the census originally, they did admit, okay, well, you know, because they could release, they're legally allowed to release anonymized data about ethnic groups. So, like, oh, this area has a high percentage of Japanese citizens. But then it even came out, they actually released individual data about Japanese citizens to the federal government for the purpose of rounding them out, because the War Powers Act ordered them to do so.
Right.
So, you know, when people have concerns about what is all this personal census data going to be used for, you know, they may tell you, oh, we're not allowed to release your information for 72 years. But in practice, in the past, they've said, oh, hey, we're having a war. It's a national emergency. We're going to order the Census Department to give us your personal information. So, yeah, you know, it's really nice in social sciences and whatnot to have all this detailed information about who lives there. Marketers love it, too.
Right.
But at this point, especially knowing that it actually individual data was used, I'd say just answer the headcount and send it back and refuse all other questions. It's
yeah.
not safe. It's
right.
just not safe to give them that much detailed information about you.
Yeah, and I just pulled up the form. Luckily, I was able to find it on the interwebs. And there's a big box with some instructions and question one, all in this big box. And then everything else is outside of that box. So, you know, if you don't know that the only question that needs to be answered is the headcount question, you're going to think that they need all of this additional information of were there additional people staying with you.
No, they need
you
to
did
know.
Not include
yeah.
who were they? Were they children? Were they relatives? Were they non-relatives? Was it someone staying with you temporarily? Is the house an apartment, a house, or a mobile home?
Yeah, you
what's
can talk
your
about that
telephone
just
number?
Anything beyond just how many people were here on this date. And I guess they may need how many people were temporarily visiting or temporarily away from home on this date.
Nope.
Because
they're counted where they live.
But if they don't live there on that date. Yeah, so I don't remember how that works.
It says, do not count anyone living away, either at college or in the military. Do not count anyone in a nursing home, jail, prison, detention facility, etc.
Right.
So just give them, but you do want to give the head count and send it back, or they will send a census taker to your house.
And let's talk about the Japanese Americans who are opposed to this question. Plus your calls and thoughts, 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com. Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier, thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. And before we get back into the discussion about the census, as well as the lawsuit that's pending about the added question about, are you a U.S. citizen? I want to make sure that I tell you about the Ronald McDonald House Charities and why I'm raising money for them. Next year in October, I'll be running the Chicago Marathon as a member of the Ronald McDonald House Charities team. And as such, I'll be training, fundraising, and ultimately running 26.2 miles to help keep families together during a stressful time. Just $25 can provide dinner for a family staying at a Ronald McDonald House, or $80 can cover their room for a night. Help me raise $2,000 for Ronald McDonald House Charities to not only help me achieve my goal, but also help children stay close to their families when they need it most, because I've had to use a Ronald McDonald House Charity in the past, so I know how important their service is. You can donate over at rmhc.fppradio.com. That's rmhc.fppradio.com. So, Jackie, you've pulled up more information about this census question that is currently planned to be added to the 2020 census, but it might wind up actually not getting added.
Yes.
So, if the courts wind up saying something.
So, California and other states have sued to not have this put on the census because, and as, you know, research and focus studies and whatnot have determined, it discourages immigrants from answering the census at
right.
all. Because, again, people don't realize you can just say how many people live there and send
right.
back your form. So I'm just checking. It looks like it is, even despite the government shutdown, it is going to go forward to court because they're kind of on a timeline because I guess they're planning to start printing the forms this July.
Yeah, the forms have to be finalized by June to get to the printer in July.
Yeah, so apparently the Justice Department requested to delay the trial. That was denied. So I believe it is going to court in San Francisco early next year.
And I think I had read something that...
Oh, and it's also being challenged in New York. So it's being sued in a few different districts.
Yeah, I think it's like either 18 or 20 state attorneys general are part of one or both of these suits. Plus, apparently when the new Congress gets sworn in early January, the new, I forget which committee it is, Commerce, maybe? The chair of that committee is intending to have Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross come in to testify about why is he wanting to add this question to the census. Where did he get the idea? Because there has been previous testimony that, you know, even though he's the guy that ultimately said, you should put this on here, that he was pressured by somebody within the administration to actually wind up adding the question.
Yeah, I just sent you a link from NPR with the timeline, and it's got, like, copies of emails and whatnot, so
I'll
put that out on the social media.
I'll post
media.
That out on the social medias to where people can follow this, and let me just scan real quick. So this whole thing began January of last year. So this has been going on for quite a while.
Yeah, and so even though the Census Bureau itself is against this, like he decided to try to add this, and, yeah, I mean, it's sort of a developing issue. There's been a lot of discussions. There's some emails back and forth. And we're going to find out next year whether and when it goes to court. And then it's going to federal court. It could possibly be appealed to the Supreme Court. So, but again, they got to print the stuff in July. So we're going to see what happens. They got to kind of rush through this decision.
Now, Chris, I want your thoughts on this, since you often like to refer to that Constitution thing that, as Lysander Spooner says, has either authorized the tyranny that we have or has been powerless to prevent it, or as I think it's Butler Schaefer said, the Constitution prevents the government from doing all the horrible things that it does.
Well, one wished it did. One wished they would at least respect it. Then at least we would kind of know the rules of the game. But they don't. And I, regardless of what they say, I think every illegal alien and every legal alien should be very concerned with how much data is collected. It's like I'll sign up for an email. I'll sign up for something I get via email because I want to find out more about some particular product. And I want their updates. And I know that they're going to turn around and they're going to sell that data all over the place. I'm going to get a ton of crap that I never wanted in the first place. I feel better about that than I do talking to a census taker.
Now,
don't answer the door.
Well, one thing I've heard,
they'll leave things for me.
As far as the spam emails, if you think that somebody's going to wind up selling your emails so that you can confirm who it is,
right.
Apparently, if you control your own emails, then, like you can just make up a new one. But if have something running through Gmail, I've heard that this works. I've not actually been able to successfully do it myself. But if you have, let's say your email is chris@chrisreitman.com.
Yes.
If you do Chris plus, I think this might be sold for spam emails.
Correct.
At chrisreitman.com, then you can verify that, these people over here were selling my email address.
Yeah, even if you have a Gmail address,
if you put a plus sign plus something.
Yeah. Right.
I've heard that works. Like I said, been able to.
But
not because some of the web forms.
Right.
Are starting to recognize, that's an invalid character in the email address.
But you can do a dot, and then you could put up a made-up word
or
the real name of the company. So, Gmail doesn't care if you've extended your name.
Okay.
As long as it's still unique.
Right.
But you can do chris.reitman.ihate.
Fill in the blank company
at gmail.com.
Right.
But back to the census, if you don't send in the form at all, they're definitely sending a census taker to your house.
Yes, fine.
Because I had to go out and I when I was in this, every single address that they knew existed, but they had not received a form for, I had to go check. And so sometimes it would be this is a half built house. But the address just existed, this is an empty field. I'd have to mark. They may have updated things. They've got way more information, satellite pictures, et cetera, than they did 20 years ago. But it's you had to check every single address. So they may still come to your house if you don't answer all the extra questions, but they'll definitely come to your house if you don't send it back at all. So just put down the head count and send it back, and that'll decrease the likelihood of you being bothered by a census taker.
I think the key here and the lesson learned is move your mailbox. If you've got an empty field next to you, that's where I'm moving mine. I've got a great span of just trees. Go ahead. Go find it out there.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've got the Discord call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
You don't have USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Border battle. President Trump and Democrats still at odds over the border wall as the partial government shutdown rolls on. The president refusing to cave on his campaign promise to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of the country. Now, this comes as an illegal immigrant accused of shooting and killing a police officer in California during a traffic stop. Randy Richardson, the police chief in Newman, California, calling this officer an American patriot. On Wall Street, the Dow up 260 points, the Nasdaq up 25, the S&P 500 up 21. And the latest unemployment numbers, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The Labor Department reporting that 210,000 Americans filed initial claims for jobless benefits last week, 2,000 fewer than the previous week.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
Chris.
And Jackie.
And want to make sure that we thank Sky, who is a gold-level amplifier. The AMP program is a program where we ask listeners who like the show and like what we do to give at least $5 per month. Sky is doing more than that at the gold level. And it's not, you know, with no return. There are some perks that you get. There's a AMP-only chat room in the Discord. There's a AMP-only podcast that doesn't have recorded ads during the podcast. There's an AMP-only Facebook group if you still use Facebook. There are probably some other things that I can't even think of off the top of my head. But to learn more or to join the AMP program and help us be able to advertise, market, and promote the show to help get on more radio stations, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. So changing gears here a little bit, Chris, you've got a story about some bump stocks where apparently Donald Trump recently signed some kind of thing saying bump stocks are going to be illegal at some date in the not too distant future. You had already mentioned that apparently Idaho has done some attempt to nullify that federal regulation.
The story I read was saying that under their current law, and they basically did like a Second Amendment Protection Act.
All right.
A few years back. The article was questioning whether that would obligate the state to nullify any ban on bump stocks. And personally, just for my own personal opinion, nobody's picked up on it yet. I believe this was a completely unconstitutional move by the federal government to claim that a piece of plastic, a firearm accessory, is a machine gun. That's what they have done. And in this case, Gun Owners of America is saying, nope, we don't agree with that, and we're going to take you to court over it. This comes to us from The Blaze. I know this is one of Daryl's favorites.
GOA is taking the Trump administration to court, and I heard that the NRA apparently is praising the action and asking for donations.
Yes, that would be the two roles of these major gun groups. The GOA actually takes action. The NRA asks for money.
And then praises whatever sort of restrictions wind up getting passed.
Yeah, and the NRA was conspicuous in their support of the bump stock ban. They were, you know, after the horror in Las Vegas, I don't want to belittle that
right at
all. It was a tragedy. But one would be led to believe that bump stock shootings were occurring on every corner in front of every grade school and every kindergarten across the country.
Yeah.
In reality, as far as I know, bump stocks have been used in one crime, and that was Las Vegas. And other than that, they're just one of those silly things that people like to buy to play with. So I'm going to get into this story. Pro-Second Amendment group Gun Owners of America announced Wednesday that it has filed a lawsuit against the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and the Justice Department over the Trump administration's recent ban on bump stocks. GOA, which represents more than 1.5 million members, is joined in its suit by a coalition of other organizations and individuals asking for an injunction on the new regulation and questioning its legality altogether. What are the details? Following the horrific mass murder in Las Vegas in October 2017, the term bump stock became a household word and a target of gun control advocates after it was discovered that the firearm accessory had been used in the killings. Bump stocks speed up the firing rate of semi-automatic weapons. Under a new directive from the ATF, Americans in possession of bump stocks must either destroy the devices or turn them into law enforcement, according to the Las Vegas Review. I don't know if gun owners who possess bump stocks are required to get scuba gear to go try to retrieve the bump stocks that they lost in the boating accidents.
Yeah.
There have been a rash of boating accidents, I have heard, from people that own bump stocks, where apparently the bump stocks have gone overboard, never to be seen again.
And where's your boat? Well, I lost that in a hunting accident.
Last week, the Justice Department announced that it is amending federal law in order to reclassify bump stock accessories to fall under the definition of, quote, machine guns, which are already illegal. That's not true. Machine guns are legal. You just have to jump through a whole lot of hoops to get one, and you can only get certain machine guns. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker signed the rule earlier this month, which goes into effect in the spring 2019, unless it's successfully challenged. Eric Pratt, GOA Executive Director, released a statement arguing, quote, these dangerous regulations can go much further than just bump stocks. The goal of the anti-gun left is, ultimately, not just banning bump stocks, but rather putting, quote, points on the board, unquote, towards the goal of banning civilian ownership of all firearms. According to the news release, GOA's position is not only to protect the right to keep and bear arms, but to fight against a government illegally imposing regulatory actions. Visibly absent from the suit was the NRA, National Rifle Association, which issued a statement last week explaining that while it did not believe the ban would be effective, it took more of a political stance, reminding members that the organization asked Congress to allow the ATF to reconsider its long-term definition of bump stocks in order to avoid legislative action that could have led to further erosion of gun rights. The NRA added that, quote, it's critical that all gun owners unite and prevent the Bloomberg bot Congress from dismantling your Second Amendment freedom, unquote. The gun rights organization did not address the perspective of future gun control regulations being imposed from the executive branch, either by President Donald Trump or future administrations. In particular, if former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg himself were to someday end up in the Oval Office, and again, that's brought to you by The Blaze, so we get a little bit of a slightly conservative spin to that.
Yeah.
But I think it's really important. I mean, there's nothing... It goes beyond the Second Amendment to me. You know, I just don't see in the Constitution where the executive branch is granted the power through the president to randomly choose items and make them suddenly illegal.
Right. But, you know, there's this long history of, you know, either Congress or the executive just deeming things where previously alcohol... That
right.
needed an
right.
amendment to wind up making it federally illegal.
Right.
But with cannabis and heroin and cocaine, we're just going to pass this thing called the Controlled Substances Act, because apparently the court said that the Marijuana Tax Act is illegal, so we'll just pass this thing called the Controlled Substances Act.
Right.
And then, well, we already have the FDA that oversees these things that are controlled, so therefore it falls under that because reasons.
The FDA, that's another one of those groups that just loves to come up with all sorts of regulations. I wonder what Democrat president brought that in.
Wasn't it Teddy Roosevelt, the progressive Republican?
Ooh. See, now, I think Republicans get really upset when you say progressive Republican.
I know.
But he was certainly one of the fathers of the progressive movement.
Right. And Republicans also get upset when you talk about the bad things that Ronald Reagan did. They want to... say, oh, all the good things that happened were because of him, all of the bad things. Well, he just had a Democrat Congress.
Tip O'Neill.
Well, how did he get any good things passed if he had a Democrat Congress?
Well, Tip O'Neill. No? And, not buying it?
Speaking of the FDA, apparently they're poo-pooing the hemp win from last week. We can get into that, plus your calls and thoughts here in the closing moments on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? And I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. Again, 855-450-FREE. Plus, we've got the Discord on-air call-in lines available over at discord.lrn.fm. And, you know, we have not really promoted the Twitch tonight. You can actually watch us, if you're into that sort of thing, over at twitch.lrn.fm. There's also, I think, chat rooms built in where you can chat with other people that are also being voyeurs. And sometimes there are things other than radio shows happening on the Twitch out of the studio. Sometimes people play some video games, so you can watch that as well. Twitch.lrn.fm. So we've been basically all over the board tonight, but, you know, we talked about this, I think it was last week, when it was widely touted Congress just legalized industrial hemp when they slipped it into the farm bill. They slipped other things into the farm bill as well that had nothing to do with farming, but at least legalization of industrial hemp has to do with farming. But now the bad news. Apparently, the FDA has sent warning letters to companies making health claims for CBD, saying you can't do that. And ABC has the story here. It says, in a statement following Thursday's bill signing, that's last Thursday, FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb restated his agency's stance on CBD as a drug ingredient and therefore, quote, illegal to add to food or health products without approval from the FDA. Gottlieb wrote in the letter, selling unapproved products with unsubstantiated therapeutic claims is not only a violation of the law, but also can put patients at risk as these products have not been proven to be safe or effective. CBD is a non-psychoactive compound found in hemp, a version of the cannabis plant, that is low in THC, the part of cannabis that gets you high. An FDA-approved drug for the treatment of seizures, Epidiolex, contains cannabis-derived CBD. GW Pharmaceuticals syrup became the first prescription drug derived from cannabis approved in June. The FDA statement also specified parts of hemp that are safe as food ingredients, but the CBD stance disappointed advocates. Courtney Moran, a lobbyist for Oregon hemp farmers, said she plans to work with U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, to nudge the FDA towards greater acceptance of CBD. She said, "We do hope the FDA does clear a path for these products that have already hit store shelves and are out in the marketplace," adding, "It's an opportunity for the industry to educate the FDA." do you think the FDA wants to be educated?
No.
Or do you think that the FDA wants to wind up, holding some regulatory glove over top of everybody's head and saying, "We will crush you if you try to do anything. You need our permission to wind up selling CBD, but we're not going to give anybody permission because, well, we aren't allowing tests."
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, their goal is to exercise complete control over it until they can get, I think, most of their people who need a good job over into the CBD industry, into the hemp industries, and I think they want to control that. Now, let's not also discount the number of payoffs and things like that if we see other mainstream companies enter the hemp markets, like, you know, the folks of good folks. I'm trying to think of who owns Marlboro. Philip Morris,
R.J. Reynolds.
Right. They all want to get into this because they know how to grow stuff that people smoke, and
right,
they would really like to control this too. So I'm not saying that's absolutely going to happen, but historically, this is typically how the crony capitalism comes into play. And people will bash it as this is capitalism. It's not capitalism. It's a bastardization of it.
The FDA statement said that there are three ingredients derived from hemp that are safe as food and will not require additional approvals as long as marketers don't make any medical claims. Those three derivatives are hulled hemp seeds, hemp seed protein, and hemp seed oil. So as long as, it sounds to me, as long as you are saying, here's hemp protein, or here is hemp seeds, or here is hemp seed oil, you're fine. But as long as you say contains CBD, then the FDA might come in and come after you.
And tell me that hemp seed oil doesn't have CBD, or hemp seeds don't have CBD?
I think as long as you don't say that it has CBD.
Oh, okay.
That seems to be the problem here, because there are people on the internet that will say, CBD cures everything.
Yeah.
CBD cures gunshot wounds. THC cures gunshot wounds. No, it doesn't.
Right.
If you get shot, CBD and THC aren't going to cure your gunshot wound. It might treat some of your symptoms. If you have cancer, it might help you deal with the pain. It might help with the nausea, might allow you to actually wind up eating, but it is not going to actually cure your cancer, despite what you read on the internet.
Dang it.
So I think the concern here is, and I don't agree with them about the concern, but I think the concern is saying that something contains CBD.
Yeah.
Continues on this article from ABC to say something that I don't believe is factually correct. It says hemp was already legal in some states before Trump signed the farm bill, but now hemp farmers will be able to buy crop insurance, apply for loans and grants, and write off their business expenses on their taxes like any other farmer. I don't know how factually accurate
I don't either.
That is. Because I know that when there was a proposed legislation here in New Hampshire a couple of years ago to simply state that industrial hemp is not a controlled substance, there were arguments that, well, if we pass this, the feds are just going to come in and seize all the hemp because it's still illegal at the federal level.
Right.
And we're told that there's this federal, well, what's the term that I'm looking for? Not overreach, but supremacy. The supremacy clause is, right. Well, the federal laws trump everything else.
Right, which is a complete misreading of the Supremacy Clause.
Right. So depending on, you know, which lawyer you ask, hemp may or may not have been legal in some states
right.
prior to this federal legalization of hemp that, again, the FDA is saying if you advertise that your products have CBD or if you say something that sounds like a health claim, then the FDA is going to say that's within our jurisdiction, and they're going to shut you down.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just want it to be legal. I just don't want to be hassled because I like CBD. I'm not a fan of THC. I like CBD. It makes me, it reduces stress for me. And when I feel more relaxed, I've got to think that my blood pressure is probably going down. You know?
Probably.
I've got to think that...
You are not making a medical claim about CBD lowering blood pressure.
I'm not. But I feel better about it, and I know that it's not... I've not read anything that said it's dangerous for my health.
I'll
take it.
I'll make a medical claim about CBD. I have tried a ton of different CBD products, smoked it, candies, liquid, etc., and it seems to work about as well as two extra strength Tylenol at 100 times the price.
I've heard people say that too.
So it's better for your liver than Tylenol, but it's very expensive relative to Tylenol.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Gino calling in from New York. Gino, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thought. You've got about a minute.
Hey, Daryl. How you doing? Hey, Jackie. Hey. Or guy. Not sure your name.
Ian.
I just want you guys to be aware of one thing. I think there might be a little bit of a misclarification. Just for the, you know, hemp seed oil, hemp protein, and the third one, hemp protein, hemp seed oil.
And whole hemp seeds.
None of that has any THC in it whatsoever. What they do is they...
We weren't saying that it had THC. We did not say that it had THC.
It cannot
right.
have CBD.
The question was whether or not it had CBD.
Yeah.
It
so you're saying
CBD by law. Nothing, no intoxicant in it at all whatsoever. You can get old hemp seeds at Costco. You can eat a whole 30 pounds of them. It will not get you high at all.
Yep. And CBD will not get you high. You can eat all the CBD you want. Gino, thank you for the call. We are out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. And we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.